I actually don't have a problem with voter ID if it's implemented fairly and for everyone, and that it is an issue with the tribes and the way that it's set up to basically disenfranchise them from voting because they vote Democratic. So I'm putting it right out there. I also have served so many times as an election judge and have run elections at a lot of different levels. And I would say that we've kind of gone too far. When I was an election judge in Ypsilanti, my husband walked in. Sorry, Richard, I'm telling. Walked in and wanted to vote, and he didn't have his license. And at that point, it's like everybody in the room knew who he was, and it didn't matter because he didn't have his license. There used to be a time where, at that point, the affidavit had disappeared. Everybody could have signed an affidavit. We need some common sense. You know, we are not even a state that has a million people. We should be able to figure this out without people losing their right to vote.